The gathering will feature Ann Cameron from the Miller Law Group and Sam Adams from Adams & Davis. There will be a presentation, and after, the attorneys will take questions. First off, Cameron said there are several different charges possible for those who drink and drive.
If people have a 0.08 or greater blood or breath alcohol level or are unable to safely operate a motor vehicle, and that's if they're over 21. If they're under 21 and they have any blood, any alcohol in their blood or breath, then they are subject to consequences. But so there's a DUI, a driving under the influence charge. There is also what's known as impaired driving, which is a different statute if the conduct doesn't rise to the level of a DUI. And then there are all sorts of other traffic violations that can happen, which actually start the traffic stop, whether it's a lane change violation, whether it's failure to use your turn signal, all those things. That's usually how a DUI stop begins. So even if you aren't arrested for a DUI, you may have those charges, as well as a summertime favorite, apparently, is open containers.
She added, an open container has to be placed where a driver cannot access it to be allowed. Cameron added that under state law, a Utah driver can lose their license if they refuse to submit to a breath test.
Utah has an implied consent law, and actually when you get your driver's license, you sign that you are giving consent to have a chemical test of the officer's choosing if he has reasonable grounds to subject you to that test. So if you refuse, it's called a refusal, you will automatically lose your driver's license for 18 months, and you will be subject to an ignition interlock system on your vehicle as soon as your driver's license is restored.
Meanwhile, attorney Sam Adams explained why they may look at the liability faced by the host of a party.
I'm not advocating that people should be scared to host parties and have a good time. What normally happens in my business is someone comes in who's extremely hurt. You know, they've been in the hospital for several days or a broken bone. And what happens is, as lawyers, is we start looking for a way to kind of recover restitution. So normally if there's a car accident, which is most of the time what happens, is, you know, people have their own auto insurance, so we go after that avenue. The problem is when someone's so severely hurt and the injuries are so catastrophic, there's not enough money. That's when lawyers like me start sniffing around going, maybe I can find liability on someone else. Where was this person coming from? What happened at the party?
He said that in Utah, a so-called reasonable care standard prevails.
In Utah, everyone has a duty to use reasonable care. You know, if you keep it in the fairway and it's dinner, it's wine, it's not that big of a deal, then you shouldn't have anything to worry. But that reasonable care standard is going to be decided by 8 people in a jury box. So there's no really hard, fast rules. And in Park City, where you have a community which, you know, typically is a little more
tolerant,
I should say. And, you know, but at the same time, you just got to use reasonable care, and that's something that you should just be aware of.
Adam said a number of other issues can arise.
You're definitely liable for providing alcohol to a minor that gets intoxicated. There's clear jury instructions in the civil law where if you provide a minor alcohol and that minor goes out and hits someone, you're definitely on the hook. You're going to have someone like me sniffing around. And then the issue is whether or not your homeowner's insurance is going to cover that liability for you. A lot of homeowner's insurance policies will exclude, you know, illegal activity. So if you got someone like the cops who, you know, have already given you a ticket, then there's an issue whether or not you're even going to be covered by your insurance. So there's lots of issues.
Attorney Sam Adams and Ann Cameron. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.